Hello, and welcome to the Generation for Change, a podcast series brought to you by the committee members of G4C Southwest, part of the Constructing Excellence organisation. My name is Lizzie Painter, and I'm the current chair of G4C Southwest, and I'll be your host for your today's podcast as I chat to Jenna Smith, Business Development Coordinator at Kier Construction. Jenna, welcome.
Hello. Hello, everyone.
Thank you for joining us. Jenna, as you may be aware, the committee members of G4C Southwest have been interviewing a broad range of individuals who are involved in the construction engineering industry to demonstrate the variety of roles and opportunities available. We are really looking forward to hearing more about your role as a business development coordinator, and in particular, how this role differs when carried out for the construction industry. As a bit of background for our listeners, Kier Construction is a leading provider of infrastructure services, construction, and property developments in the UK. It currently has about 10,000 staff. And Jenna, I understand you are based in the Truro office in Cornwall.
That's correct.
So, Jenna, please can you explain to the listener exactly what it is you do for Kier Construction as a business development coordinator and how this fits into the wider Kier Construction team?
So, as a business development coordinator, one of my main situations I have to work a lot with is clients and consultants interaction. So, I have to organize a lot of catch-up meetings, face-to-face, Zoom, to gather information about upcoming future projects that Kier Construction would take on and support. I also do a lot of event planning. So being part of a business coordinator, I have to speak with a lot of clients and get to know them. So we do a lot of events for them. So most recently, we did an event at Spaceport, which is a hangar in Spaceport in Cornwall in Newquay. And this event we did was a big event of 100 people, supply chain consultants and clients all came together, and we did five different workshops where we spread them around the hangar. And these workshops include MMC, passive house, digital, well-being and social value. All these five topics, we all did an activity, and to broaden and experience everyone's knowledge and get conversations going between everyone about these sorts like subjects that are important to the construction industry. It was a really successful event. We plan to do it again. We had a lot of great feedback from our clients and consultants that we're going to take on board and do again in the future. We've even had someone suggest about bringing it into schools such as Truro College. So we're going to bring this example into a school, what maybe one day in the new year, and get that on board. So
I mean,
event planning.
that sounds really cool. Yeah, that kind of style of event. Is that aimed at, so when you invite your clients and consultants along, is that other people doing your role, doing business development, or is it people in kind of more technical roles who attend?
Yeah, no, it's everyone. It's not just business development. It's everyone, project managers, directors, and then their apprenticeships comes as well. So it's a bit of a range of everyone that comes together. We did a few
Yeah.
presentations as well beforehand, just to give people an overview. One presentation we did was an ocean conservation. So just make people aware of things that we deal with day to day and get everyone's knowledge on this shot in this ex what we did on the day. So it was really, really interesting day, and everyone enjoyed it. So we're looking forward to doing more of the same.
Yeah, that sounds great. So it's kind of about sharing information, sharing expertise so that you can all, I guess, not to overuse the word, but collaborate properly on projects. So you're aware of what everyone's. That sounds amazing. That's very cool. And so if we wanted to understand what kind of a typical day or week for someone in your role was like, how would you break that down?
So a typical week for me, it's very enjoyable. A lot of interaction with people, going around, meeting lots of people, speaking to them, dealing with teams, supporting them. So it's a lot of traveling, but with COVID, it's made it quite flexible. So working from home, working in the office. So it's out and about a lot, which I find really enjoyable and enjoy speaking to people. So it's a lot of meetings I do a lot of. And yeah, no, it's a bit of everything. It's not a sitting down 9 to 5. It's getting up, get going, speaking to people, getting to know their business and getting to know mine.
Yeah, exactly. And so within your kind of, I guess there's a bit of business development team. And you're a coordinator within that. Is there more than one coordinator? within your
No, there's
office or?
a manager, and then there's myself, so I
Yeah.
report directly into the manager's role. And yeah, no, we do a bit together, do these events together and
Yeah.
stuff, and go as a team, which is obviously nice, not doing everything alone, but it's good.
Yes.
Yes, it's
Oh,
fine.
nice. And so what would you say has been your biggest career highlight to date?
Biggest career highlight would be recently I was awarded a Keir Starr Award, which was from several nominations from my team, and then I received an award. I got a voucher for my work that I've been a huge success for with all my event planning, and just coming in the last year and a half, and they just seen some good in me, and there we go. I received that about 3 months
Yeah.
ago now, so that
Ah,
was good.
congratulations. That's a
That was
great
a highlight.
achievement. Yeah, of course. So is Keir quite proactive in that case in I guess recognizing their staff and
Yeah,
what they
very
do?
much so. Every quarter, a employee is nominated,
Oh.
receives award, and after the year, out of the four nominees, they all come together, and one of the nominees makes like a big prize, and obviously is congratulated even further. So, they do it every so often, and it's good because it does push people up, and they see other
Yeah.
people get it, and it makes them want one and be part of that. It's good.
Motivating. Yeah, that
Totally,
sounds
very
great.
motivating. Yeah.
And then kind of the last question, I guess, directly about your role, but what would you say is your favorite thing about your current role?
Favorite thing is, I've personally never worked on construction. We'll get to my entire career in a bit, but I enjoy seeing all the different sectors we do. So we jump into building leisure centres, historic buildings, schools, and hospitals. It's exciting to see how things come together, and then seeing the end product is quite rewarding for everyone. So yeah, no, that's the best part, is going around and seeing all these new things that are being built for the for Cornwall, for Devon, for the country. Yeah, that's the best
Oh,
part.
amazing. Definitely. I think that's something that we've heard as a consistent theme across these podcasts is people
Yeah.
saying about how they get to see so much coming together from different like you say, sectors and locations in the UK.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, as I kind of mentioned at the beginning about why we've been doing these podcasts. So the aim of these podcasts is to encourage young people to start a career in the construction engineering industry. And as you mentioned just then, you've only been at Kier for about a year and a half, and this was your first introduction into the construction industry. So can you explain to the listener a bit more about your journey into business development and kind of when you decided it was a career of choice for you, if that was a decision at all? Just any kind of
Yeah, no,
insight.
totally. So in year nine, I was probably the age of 15. I took my business GCSE. So I knew from a very young age, I knew business was the way I was going to do. So I did year nine, business GCSE, came out with a high grade. Business A level was completed, also came out with a high grade. I then went on to the University of Portsmouth, came out, did a business and management degree, came out with a first class honours. Within my placement within my university, I did a sandwich year, which involved a placement year, and I did that with Lockheed Martin. For people who don't know, Lockheed Martin is a defense industry based in the America. I worked in the London office for a year. It was very insightful. Good year out with them. But I noticed working in the defense industry, it's very male and oriented industry. And I had learned a lot, and I just thought I'd like to quite make a difference that way. And then I moved down to Cornwall, and the family I'm living with are all in the construction industry, and it was just interesting to hear some of their stories. They're currently building a house outside my window right now, so I've been seeing quite a lot of experience that way, and learning and seeing how it all evolves. So I just kind of fell into it that way, just with the conversations at the dinner table, and my partner's in the trade as well. So I hear a lot all the time, and I just thought, let's just give it a go. So found Kier Construction with a business development coordinator role. I went for it, and I was successful, and here I am now.
Yeah. No, well, yeah, it proves that, well, it doesn't prove, but a lot of what we've been saying and the purpose of these podcasts is people who tend to be in the construction industry, it tends to be because they know someone else in it already who then can say about, look, there's loads of opportunities available. Because I'm sure when you were doing your degree on business and management, they weren't screaming about going into business development roles in the construction industry,
No.
whereas they should.
Yeah.
Especially, a company like Kier Construction is very sounds like a very great company to work for. You mentioned your sandwich year. Is that something that everyone has to do when they do a business and management degree, or was it a choice?
It was a choice. Not everyone gets to do it. It's very difficult. I know several people within the university who didn't manage to get an internship. It's quite highly
I
competitive getting an intern.
see. Yeah.
So I was very fortunate to be able to get one for the year. Quite a lot of my friends around me also did, but some choose not to because it extends them year and of course
Yeah.
come out with a
Bigger
bigger lump
cost.
sum to pay at the end. But it was very useful for me. Really enjoyed it.
Yeah, no, of course. Cool. And then so you're a business development coordinator at the moment. So what's your kind of trajectory in terms of your career route? Where does it go? Is it linear, or can you jump around, do lots of different things within that
Yeah, so
area?
I would hopefully would like to be business development manager, but Kier are very good at moving you around the whole section. So social values come up a few times for my role because quite a lot of it leans into all different areas of the construction industry, such as pre-construction, tenders, bids, get involved in a few of them recently, and social value side, speaking with schools and getting people up the ranks from an early on stage. So personally, I don't see where it will end within Kier, but I would like to progress further up the ranks. There's a regional business director and so on and so forth. So there is a huge amount of opportunity, and Kier are very good at pushing you in the right sort of directions and providing you with that information to get where you would like to be.
Yeah, they kind of want to develop their own type mentality.
Totally.
So that kind of leads on to the next question, which is, I guess, to what extent can you give examples specifically of to what extent Kier Construction will kind of support your progress and your role and your further education, I guess.
Yeah, so Kier really value people and they aim to support and enable learning and development through all of the centered leadership frameworks. So they have a thing called a learning cube where all Kier employees can go and have a look at it and decide what training and technical experience you need for your role to progress that further step. So it delivers breadth and depth knowledge and offers you a load of different courses and varieties of ways for you to jump up the ladder. So a route that I'm thinking of taking is Raising Leaders course. I know several of my employees have done it and really come out, really enjoyed it, really benefited it from it. So I look forward to doing that in the next few years. But there's yet again, there are so many different routes and paths that people take to get where they are now. So lots of options to
Yeah,
review.
which is good, I guess. You
Really
don't kind
good.
of feel like you're restricted on just going one way or another.
Totally no.
No, that's brilliant. So we kind of touched upon the fact that you've come into your role doing, I guess, what's like a traditional approach to further education, and that you did your GCSEs, A levels, university degree, and then applied for a job at Kier as a business development coordinator. I mean, further education is a very, very different landscape to what it was 10, 15 years ago, and before that, even more so. And I mean, we're constantly hearing about the increase in university fees. I'm not quite sure how students still afford it, but there you go. So can you tell us a little bit, or what you might be aware of opportunities to work at Kier Construction that don't go that traditional educate or don't expect that traditional education route? So things like internships, placements, and general work experience.
Yeah, so Kier offer a few short placements for students coming out of college or like secondary school. They do 1 to 2 week work experience. Not so long ago, we had a group ages 14 and 15 for a week in Kier Construction with us for the week. They came in meetings, they went on sites. That was really, really good for them. We do pre-apprenticeship programs, so they're structured and they're accredited programs for all colleagues, which this also includes a 12-week college on-site elements program for them as well, ages between 16 and 24. Another thing, moving on from apprenticeships, construction, well, Kier do a management quantity surveying degree, which I know a few of my colleagues are currently doing. It's a 5.5 year program where the academic students start with Kier. So they haven't got a degree, but they're learning whilst getting the degree, whilst on site and working with Kier. So it's an apprenticeship that's I think apprenticeships are on the horizon more than degrees, personally, because I feel like people are seeing the benefit of working within an industry and also getting the degree, what they need for it.
So
So,
the kind of qualification at the end whilst working, yeah.
whilst working. So this one is all apprentices attend 4 block weeks per year at Sheffield University, and it's split into 1 week blocks. So every few months, they spend a week up in Sheffield and they do lectures and seminars and stuff like that, what they would be doing at university for the whole 12 months, but it splits it up. And from what I've heard, really positive things. They've all really enjoyed it. And yeah, that's one of the big things that we do and push people up to get to that
That
sort of
level.
level. Yeah.
Yeah, that's brilliant. I mean, there's loads, sounds like there's loads of opportunities there. So if people who are listening are interested, I guess they can contact who would it be at Kier, I guess? Do you have like a learning and development lead?
Yeah, we have an emerging talent team
There you go.
as such. So yeah, they put in contact with them, and then yeah, you would go up through that way. So we do have a team for that. Yeah.
Emerging talent team, brilliant. Okay, so the last few questions are just general insights into the construction engineering industry industry more generally. So from your experience and coming from your angle as a business development coordinator, but for a, you know, a large construction company, what are the key issues and themes that you personally think need to be addressed in the next few years or decades?
First one I would say is the construction industry is a really aging workforce, and
Yeah.
we will have skill shortages if we don't do anything about it. The next issue I would address would be environment. Speaking to a lot of clients and consultants, we speak a huge amount about carbon, embodied and operational. People are aware that the environment is so important and that we need to make a difference. It makes a huge difference with the buildings being different and getting everyone on board, everyone aware. So it's great that we're talking about it and we're making these changes. More still needs to be done. It's never ending. So sustainability is a huge topic that everyone talks about. And lastly, gender diversity in the workforce. It's not great. It's not brilliant. It's getting there. We
Yeah.
are getting there with more women in the workplace. It's important that we are. People are noticing it. People are doing as much as they can to get more women up the chain. So it's going in the right direction, that's for sure, which is
Yeah.
good.
That's good. So that kind of leads on to the next question, which is what do you think the industry is doing well in terms of kind of addressing issues?
They are promoting careers to schools at early age, as we've mentioned before. It
Yeah.
is important, and ambassador programs and getting everyone up the ladder from a very early age is really important. Kier also encourages Kier changes. Mentioned this before, how we're very good at pushing people into different areas of the similar sort of role just to get more experience. Getting people to work in other industries and have good transferable skills. And then sharing across industry, we work really well with our supply chains and other organizations. So, including our competitors to address skill gaps and promote the industry. So, that knowledge workshop hub that I spoke about at the really beginning, the event I organized, that was excellent, where we had a few of our competitors and supply chain, it all came together. We discussed all out. Like
Yeah.
our knowledge and shared it with everyone. So everyone was online with what's going on with the industry and everyone knows the tricks of the trade.
Yeah. And everyone wants to work together to kind of,
Exactly.
yeah, promote it and make it better. Completely agree. Yeah, so that's it basically. So thank you for your time today, Jenna. The last question is just if you had to describe the construction engineering industry in three words, what would they be?
I would say rewarding because it's great to see the end of a project and the client happy and everything like that after all of the progression it's taken to get there. It's very exciting from business development. You get to see a lot of what's upcoming before everyone else. You get to hear about all the new GPs, the new schools, the new retail, Nando's, for example, coming into Cornwall, which is a great thing. So you get to see all of that. So that's definitely exciting, but also it's also very challenging with what we're facing day to day. But yeah, there would be my three words.
Amazing. Thank you so much. And yes, everyone, you've been listening to the podcast series Generation for Change, brought to you by G4C Southwest, part of the Constructing Excellence organization. If you have any questions, please let us know. We're mainly accessible on LinkedIn and Twitter. And thank you again, Jenna. So it was Jenna Smith from Kier Construction. Thank you.